A Light in the Darkness by Timothy Cobley. I had left the path to happiness and felt totally lost. When I turned to the Lord, His love lit the way home. A Light in the Darkness. There was a time when the gospel wasn't a part of my life. I walked down many other paths only to find dead ends. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was trying to find truth. Earlier I had peace and happiness that just wasn't there anymore. I longed for hope again. I went around like this for 5 years. My family, which once was close, became as distant as we've ever been. I lost some of my best friends from the church, and I knew I needed to change. But I was scared, unbelievably scared. I tried many things from counseling and week-long seminars to moving away and trying to start over, but nothing worked. My search for the peace I'd lost seemed hopeless. I remembered both praying with my family when I was younger and having personal prayers. I remembered the closeness I had with my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Whenever I was confronted with a problem, I turned to Heavenly Father for help. So that's what I did again. I knelt and poured out my soul. I asked for help to guide me and pleaded for answers. I told the Lord of my trials and struggles and asked for help in finding the peace and happiness I was longing for. It was through this and many other prayers that I learned for myself the love our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have for me. The answer to my prayer was like a beam of light that shone through my darkness. I could finally see what I was searching for, hope. And through that hope came increased faith and a greater love for the gospel. It's because of this that I am where I am today, serving a mission and spreading my love of the gospel to others. I know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are ready and willing to help us, if we are ready and willing to ask. It is through this that I've gained my testimony, and it's through this that my testimony continues to grow. I have found my peace and happiness. End of the article, A Light in the Darkness by Timothy Cobley.